Just when you thought that Pope Francis has surprised us enough, he gives you another one. Last Sunday, before he said Mass in a local parish in the outskirts of Rome, he decided to go off the beaten track and he decided to make a surprise visit at a shanty town. To his surprise, he realized that these people were all immigrant refugees. They are from Peru, from Ecuador, from Eritrea, Ukraine, Russia. Many of them spoke Spanish. I don't know if you've seen this video or not, but when he lands there, there's nobody there, and suddenly he sees and he calls somebody and somebody else comes. Suddenly the whole town is there, you know? And he's touching their babies and he's hugging them, and he's embracing them, and he spends about 10 minutes over there. At the end of it all, he says the Our Father with them, and they all say the Our Father, and he, you know, says goodbye and he leaves. His affection for them and their affection for him, so tangible. I don't cry at videos very often, but I had my eyes filling up with tears because I think this man is doing something. He's changing the meaning of the papacy. He's changing what it means to be church. He's making us rethink what it means to be a Christian. And perhaps he's teaching us to be human again. It's very refreshing. The reason this comes to my mind is because you have something similar, almost a very thought-provoking incident in today's gospel reading. First of all, in the first reading, you have the rather oppressive nature of this disease called leprosy. And the first reading gives us a glimpse into the religious and social curse of leprosy. It really is a curse. And then the gospel reading tells us of the immensity of God's saving power in the context of this oppressive disease of leprosy. And when you read it all together, I think today's readings are telling us what it means to be human from God's perspective. What does it mean to be human? And that's how I want to approach the healing of this leper. I want to take a look at the deeper meaning of the story and understand the implications for human living. Now, primary thought in my mind is all the stuff going on in the world. So this is a very social homily. It has implications for us personally, but I'm trying to address the social issues that are going around in the world. So that's my focus. So there are three implications that I see of healing of this leper by Jesus. First of all, I want to talk about the power of touch and the curse of fear. Folks, the best analogy to understand the scourge of leprosy is to think about the Ebola crisis that just, you know, is still developing in the world. Did you know that one of the main reasons for the spread of this virus is the burial custom of the people in West Africa? For them, washing the dead body, kissing the dead body, touching the dead body, these things are all signs of honor that you show the dead. You don't treat them like they didn't matter. No, you take care of them. So is it not strange that the human touch can both save and kill? If they touch the human body, it's pretty much they've got to be infected with Ebola. Now I'm thinking of Jesus touching the leper. By stretching out his hands, touching the leper, and speaking with the leper, Jesus was actually passing a death sentence on himself. That's exactly what he does. But on a deeper level, the image of Jesus reaching out to this leper, touching him and speaking with him describes the entire ministry of Jesus. It can be symbolic. In one sense, we're all lepers, aren't we? We're all infected with this disease called sin. We're all infected with this virus. And we could have died in our sin, except that God is not afraid to touch us. God reaches out to us. Instead of shunning us and judging us and condemning us, God stretches out God's hands towards us. So in that sense, Jesus is the hands of God. He's the word that is spoken. He's the one who touches us. If God was afraid to touch us, we'd all die. But God is not afraid to touch us. It seems to me today that a culture of fear, rather than a culture of reaching out and touching and talking to one another, has taken over the world. So the black man wearing a hoodie is a criminal, right? Every white police officer is out to kill black people. The Mexicans are taking away our jobs. The Muslims, all terrorists, all evil. The person who speaks for the poor is a communist. And they're not sparing Pope Francis either. He's a Marxist. And then we come to church and we hear the story of Jesus stretching out his hands, touching a leper and speaking with him. What do you think is the practical implication? Perhaps we need to talk more. Perhaps we need to reach out more. Perhaps we should not be afraid to let people touch our lives. Maybe just talking and reaching out can solve so many of our problems. Secondly, Mark gives us a detail in the gospel that is very important. You know that Jesus usually questions the oppressive traditions in Judaism. But not today. Jesus actually asks the leper to show himself to the priest and offer what Moses prescribed for his cleansing. For some reason, Jesus worked within the context of the Jewish purity laws. Why? Why didn't Jesus say, okay, you're healed, go home? Instead, he says, go and show the priest. There's a reason for that. If Jesus let this healing be a personal event, then the leper would have to make a case of his healing to society. They wouldn't believe him. By sending him to the priest, Jesus restored the leper to both his religious community and to the society. Now the priest has declared him free, and so he's restored to society. So the story of the leper's healing is not just a story of his healing, it's a story of his restoration. It's a bigger story. And I think this has huge implications for us today, huh? Huge implications. Are advances in the means of communication and social media the tremendous tools in our hands? I use Facebook, I use Twitter, I use Instagram. These are great tools in our hands. However, there's something about social media that is very typical. It's very impersonal. The anonymity and the impersonal nature of social media makes us say things and write things which we would not say to people face to face. The hatred, the prejudice, and the personal abuse that people inflict on social media is appalling. Be it political ideology, religious bigotry, xenophobic comments, racial prejudices, or just personal vendetta, there is no shortage of negativity on social media. And I'm thinking, you know, and some of the stuff that I read on social media, that these are people I know, these are people I worship with, these, some of them are my friends. And I'm saying, really, we can be so negative, and yet we come and we listen to the story of Jesus. What if we Christians, like Jesus, refrain from that which isolates and divides? Just say no to it. Could we stop labeling people? Could we not restore people rather than isolate them? The immigrant, the minorities, the poverty stricken, those on the fringes like the leper, even those on death row. I'm praying, may our life be restorative. May our actions be restorative like Jesus. And thirdly, the most remarkable comment Mark makes in today's gospel reading is this demand for secrecy, right? Jesus heals the leper, and then he tells the leper, don't go and tell anyone about it. This is a common theme in Mark, by the way. Now, scripture scholars tell us that the secrecy was meant to protect Jesus' identity till it was time for it to be revealed. So, Jesus didn't want to be revealed as a Messiah till the appropriate time. And the appropriate time is actually the cross. Because the Jewish people believed in a political Messiah, if news spread that Jesus was the Messiah, guess what the Romans would do to him? That's treason. So his ministry will be prematurely finished if the news about his messiahship. So that's the reason why Jesus says, don't tell anybody about my work with you. Now, the more he asks people not to say, what do you think happens? Scripture tells us, the more they go, you know, you tell me not to say something, guess what I'm going to do? Right? I'm going to talk about it all the more. However, notice what happens as a result. Mark tells us, this is quotes, it was impossible for Jesus to enter the town openly. He remained outside in deserted places. Did you hear that? Jesus was now in the deserted places. That's where the leper was. And now Jesus has restored this guy into society. And guess where Jesus is? He's on the fringes. He's outside. He's in the deserted places. What would God not do to save us? Jesus traded places with the leper. Jesus traded places with the leper. He was killed outside the city so that we can enter heaven. Jesus entered humanity so that we can access divinity. And today in this Eucharist, Jesus is broken so that you and I can be healed. That's the nature of God. So as the bread and wine is brought forward, and you know, there's something beautiful happening at this baptism too. This baby is being restored. This is Jesus' work. It took that for this baby to be restored into the community. So as we celebrate this baptism, as we celebrate this Eucharist, really, as a Christian, take a stand. Take a stand for peace, take a stand for reconciliation, take a stand for restoration, because the opposite is all around us. May the story of Jesus and may this Eucharist help us to bring people into the kingdom rather than put them out. People of God said,